Catholic Boat launches ad campaign to slam the LA Dodgers for promoting vile anti-Catholic drag queens. By Warner Todd Houston on June 9, 2023. Catholic Boat has launched its ad campaign taking the Los Angeles Dodgers to task for supporting the vile anti-Catholic hate group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The million-dollar campaign will appear on LA radio ahead of Saturday's game, with its first ad entitled, "The Dodgers Have Lost Their Way," Fox News reported. The ad will also run in video form on local LA TV starting sometime during the weekend. The video ad begins by praising the Dodgers for its trailblazing history and focuses on Jackie Robinson's days with the team as the first black man in the majors. Playing Jackie wasn't popular. Hate and disrespect were popular, even in law. But the Dodgers were right. They helped power a movement and changed a nation. Their leadership, class, and style of play were the envy of baseball. The Dodger way, the group's video says. The ad goes on, though, to slam the Dodgers for pushing anti-Catholic hate. But today, the Dodgers are putting it all at risk, it continues. On June 16, a prominent anti-Catholic hate group will be honored on the field. A group that mocks Catholic nuns with vile sexual perversions. Pole dances on crosses, blessings with sex toys, even sexualizing the Virgin Mary in the words of Jesus Christ. A fringe group like this honored, awarded, celebrated? There is no equality in mocking women religious. No tolerance in hate, no pride in anti-Catholic bigotry. Mocking Christians is not the Dodger way, the ad concludes. The Dodgers kicked up this hornet's nest by inviting the radical hate group to its June 16 Pride game, thereby becoming the Bud Light of baseball in the process. At first, complaints from Catholics and Christians caused the Dodgers to disinvite the Sisters from its Pride celebration. But then the radical gay lobby jumped into action, which caused the team to make a second about-face. On May 22, Dodgers president Stan Kasten proudly announced that it was re-inviting this hate group to their June 16 Gay Pride Night game. "We move too quickly," Kasten told OutSports. "Since then we've had the opportunity to do a lot more talking. A lot more reading and most importantly a lot more listening. We met with the Sisters earlier today, we expressed our apology, asked them to be part of our Pride Night and they have accepted." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.